Dear Cheap Astronomy, how stupid is it to deliberately crash asteroids on the moon? If you ask an AI search engine about crashing asteroids on the moon as a new approach to asteroid mining, it will tell you it's a stupid idea, as would a lot of humans. Such a deliberate impact is going to throw up ejecta, which could exceed the escape velocity of the moon and hence become a risk to Earth, or that ejecta could go into orbit around the moon, becoming a risk to spacecraft wanting to land, or it might just throw up ejecta that will fall back down onto a growing lunar colony. Clearly, the whole idea is just daft. If you ask an AI search engine how many people have died on Earth from tailing dam collapses, it will tell you that between 1961 and 2019, an estimated 2,375 people died over that nearly 60-year period. So that's some measure of the accepted risk of mining on Earth. If you ask an AI search engine if mining on Earth is stupid, it will tell you that, well, it's environmentally destructive, but that's probably necessary to power a sustainable future. You've got to break some eggs to make an omelette. It's not clear how big an asteroid would have to be to throw up ejecta from a lunar collision with enough force to achieve escape velocity, since it somewhat depends upon the speed and composition of the asteroid and its angle of approach. A colliding object 1 kilometer in diameter will absolutely produce escape velocity ejecta, but it's also possible with smaller ones under the right conditions. There are meteorites on Earth that clearly have come from the Moon, about 300 documented ones, though it's thought they may only be the result of around 30 lunar impact events, since some are clearly bits of the same rock. Most of these lunar meteorites are estimated to have been ejected from the Moon in the last 100,000 years, presumably because anything older than that has since been buried, eroded, or washed away. Anyhow, that is at least 20 lunar impact events sufficient to produce escape velocity ejecta in the last 100,000 years, which is one every 5,000 years on average. Most of those were almost certainly less than 1 kilometre in diameter, since we think Earth only gets hit by something that big every 500,000 years or so, and Earth is a bigger target. So if there was a deliberate program to crash asteroids on the Moon that were in the sub-1 kilometre range, sure, there is a minute risk of someone on Earth getting hit on the head by a big rock or having their house wrecked by one, but we are just talking big rocks, nothing in the mass extinction or even Tunguska range. Of course, there are the more tangible risks of putting ejecta into lunar orbit or on a parabolic trajectory to somewhere else on the lunar surface. Although, the chance of putting something on the exact trajectory and velocity needed to achieve orbit is pretty slim, it's a lot more likely the ejecta would either achieve escape velocity or fall back down. In any case, Earth is currently surrounded by orbiting debris of our own making. Nonetheless, an increasing number of spacecraft still get through that okay, we just have to keep track of all that orbiting junk. So it would seem the main risk of deliberately crashing sub-1 kilometre asteroids on the Moon is that risk of the ejecta falling back down if we do actually have a lunar colony. So then it's worth thinking why we are going to have a lunar colony in the first place. Are we seriously just going to mine what's there now, because there isn't that much there now? Are we seriously just going to do science? That might be possible to the extent that a lot of countries have bases in Antarctica that do science, though perhaps they're partly there because other countries have bases there, so we're all keeping an eye on each other to see if anyone can figure out something lucrative to do there. And that is the trick with the Moon. We have to figure out something lucrative to do there. So if we are planning on mining asteroids anyway, why not crash them on the Moon and make it our great orbiting quarry in the sky? Of course, we'd have to establish any lunar colonies deep underground, out of harm's way, but that's probably what we're going to do anyway, because of the radiation and the existing micrometeorite risk. So, is it stupid to deliberately crash asteroids on the moon? Maybe, but just how stupid are all the other ideas we have at the moment? Go ask an AI search engine.